Yashar Koach to everybody who arranged this, and everyone who was involved in this beautiful Leil Zos Chanukah Fabringen. It's really, really beautiful to see everyone coming together, and people Monday night people, on Tuesday night people, on Wednesday night people, all joining us on Thursday night. Only Chanukah can make something like this happen, so Yashar Koach to everybody. I remember many years ago, just to quote the Sara Mashkim in this week's Parsha, it's Chatai Ani Mazkir Hayom. One time I made a mistake. One time I'm going to share my mistake tonight. So many years ago in yeshiva, so I heard that there's going to be a breakaway minyan somewhere with a more lebedik halel than my yeshiva was going to have that day. It's very it's nice singing. It wasn't not with all instruments, but just like a longer halel with some dancing. So I joined this breakaway minyan, and when we got up to laning, I forgot if they asked me to lean or somebody else. When we got up to laning, this is many years ago, got up to laning, we realized that it was Zos Chanukah, and the laning was not the easy laning, right? The laning that it's basically almost the exact same laning every single day of Chanukah, not including the first, not including the last. The laning is not just the korban for that day and the next day, but the laning on Zos Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah. So we read about the eighth day where they would bring the korbanos in the Mishkan at the inauguration of the Mishkan, and then we read about the ninth day, and then the tenth day, and the 11th day, and 12th, and it goes all the way to the end of the parsha. It goes even into the next parsha, Parshas Baaloscha. It is quite a long laning, especially if you're expecting the laning from the day before. And the question is, why is that? Why do we have such a long laning? Really, it's the eighth day of Chanukah, so you should just read the Aliyah for the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The eighth day of the Chanukah Mishkan, that's what you should read. So the simple answer is that we want to get to the end. The end of it is, of course, the menorah. We mentioned the menorah at the beginning of Parshas Baaloscha, so we have the menorah, and Chanukah, menorah, makes sense. But it's a long laning. It's a lot of a tircha de tzibura, right? A long weekday laning to put on the tzibur just to get to the menorah at the end. Could be that's it. But it could be we could say also something more. And the idea is that Chanukah, so of course there's no Isser Melacha, so we don't have a Havdalah on Chanukah. But really, Chanukah, there's a guiding principle on Chanukah. The way we light menorah is according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Gemara in Shabbos says Beis Hillel holds that you're mosif v'holech. Beis Shammai says that you should light 8 on the first night, the next night you light 7, the next night 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beis Hillel says no. You light 1, and then the next night you light 2, the next night you light 3, and you keep adding on, mosif v'holech, adding on. And it seems that this is not just how we light Hanukkah candles, but it's also a guiding principle throughout Hanukkah is being mosif aholich, adding more light. And this is how we hold. This is how we light. Adding more, adding more, adding more. And there's almost this like spillover effect that you're supposed to have on Hanukkah. That tomorrow night, I mean, it's Shabbos, but we should kind of be lighting 9 candles. We're not going to, but you should kind of feel as if you're lighting continuously, well past Hanukkah. And I think that you see this effect in many ways. First of all, as we see tomorrow, we're going to be laning the eighth day, but then the ninth and the tenth and the eleventh, and we're going to be going onwards, and it's going to spill over into the next parsha, meaning we're going to start at the end of Parshas Naso, and it's going to have this spillover effect into the next parsha. It's so interesting. Chanukah is the end of the month of Kislev, and we have Rosh Chodesh Teves. It spills over into the next month. Chanukah is not kept in Kislev. If I ask you which month is Chanukah in, and you answer Kislev, you're only half correct. It's also in Teves, because we start a new month, and Chanukah spilled over into the new month. Chanukah has this spillover effect of adding more and more. It goes from the parsha, even the laning. Every day, the way Ashkenazim lain, is that what do we which day do we read today? So we read the seventh day and the eighth day. On every day of Chanukah, we lane that day and also the next day. We're always looking forward. We're always trying to add more. Be mosif v'holech. Of course, one of the main personalities in this week's in these parshios. Who's the main personality in the parshios of Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash? Yosef Atzadik. What does Yosef mean? Adding on. Mosif. To add on. To more. And that's really how we're supposed to think during Chanukah. We're going to think, how are we going to be mosif? How are we going to take Chanukah with us? Especially on Zos Chanukah. As Chanukah is about to end, to remind ourselves that Chanukah doesn't end. you know, it, maybe it's probably healthy. It'd be healthy for me to end the Latkes and Suvgani. Oh, that would be very healthy for me to end that. And we can end lighting the menorah, but we can't end the feelings of Hanukkah, the feelings of pride in our history, the feelings of the pride and celebration of the Torah, the feelings of pride in Klal Yisrael and stepping up and Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem and Mila Hashem Eli. All these feelings of Hanukkah that we can't just leave back on Hanukkah. That's not something we leave in Kislev, we take with us into Teves. That's not something we leave in Parshas Naso, we bring on to with us to Parshas. So Parshas Baloscha. In fact, this week's Parsha, these Parshios end on such cliffhangers. You can't end in Vayeshev. Yosef's still in jail. You can't end in Parshas Miketz. If you end in Miketz, Yehuda, Yosef, they're about to clash. And you don't know what happens. The Parshios, everything is cliffhangers. Everything is leading into the next. Because on Chanukah, we have to be, and even past Chanukah, Mosif Aholeich adding on. So we should always zocha to take these last few hours that we have of Chanukah. We don't have any more lighting. But we still have a couple more Alanisims and one more Hallel and a little bit more time. And Baruch Hashem, it leads into Shabbos to think about what did, name one thing. I'm sure we gained many things on Chanukah, but don't make them fleeting. One thing we gained on Chanukah and how we could try to take that with us into the rest of this dark night until the next Yom Tov. And Mirtz Hashem, B'yis Kol Tzedek, M'hei V'Yameinu.